Hey, once again, we are back. Episode, where are we at now? 50? Are we at 50?
I believe no, this is 49.
Are you sure?
Yes, because we would have made a big deal out of it last week. What are we going to do for the 50?
But 52 is the big one. And that one is on the 27th, so you may be right.
I think we're a week or
no. I don't know. We'll figure it out. Anyway, whatever episode this is, we are here. And guys, we are live and in person together this time.
That's right.
I'm Jen.
I'm Gary.
And we're here to discuss the many degrees of separation between Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston today. We were going to do the whole linking Tom Hiddleston to either the Pirates of the Caribbean movies or to Tim Burton. However, we found this to be much more interesting, so hopefully y'all will as well.
Yeah.
Before we get started, though, last week we discussed the degrees of separation and discussed the directors as well as the actors. Well, there was one that we completely missed, and thank you, Carrie.
Are we really going to lead with that?
Yes, we are.
Because I could talk about this for a while.
All good. But yeah, Jim Jarmusch.
Yeah.
Directed Only Lovers Left Alive with Tom Hiddleston, as well as directing Dead Man, the 1995 Johnny Depp film. So we missed that completely. It did not pop up in my research, so for that I am very sorry. However, we are rectifying it now. So,
yeah. So I've noticed that, and I love that we've been doing this research on trying to connect Tom and Johnny. And I think we could both agree that if there's a connection, it's usually a British actor or director.
Certainly
the actors, right?
Usually I will give it that. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a certainty. There are many of the American actors that connect the two. Thank goodness Tom has done a lot of American film, especially since he did the original Thor. So,
well, and also let's talk about how there's a few movies that pop up with frequency between these two actors.
Oh, absolutely.
We noticed that very interestingly, Black Mass.
Yes.
Black Mass came up a lot, and it's an American production.
Uh-huh.
And what
Midnight
else?
In Paris on Tom's side.
And Woody Allen's Midnight in Paris, which is interesting. Woody Allen movie.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, Woody Allen actually wrote Tom Hiddleston a handwritten note asking him to be in this production. So I found that interesting when I discovered that. So.
Okay. So it wasn't an email.
No,
it wasn't.
No,
he actually wrote him a letter.
He wrote him a letter, put a stamp on it, and sent it through the post office.
And Tom accepted.
Absolutely. Of course, you know, when Tom did Only Lovers Left Alive, he was told, hey, look, okay, see, you're going to be opposite Tilda Swinton. You're going to be several hundred years old vampire living in today's society. And pretty much dissatisfied with everything. Tom said it was the easiest yes
he'd
ever given. I'd love to see, and Dark Shadows notwithstanding, that was cute. I'd love to see Johnny Depp in a serious vampire role. Love to see it.
First of all, just throw this out there, Dark Shadows, one of my top five Johnny Depp
performances.
Loved him as Barnabas. That being said,
go watch The Ugly Alice Woman.
Yeah. I'm very sorry. I've made good friends with all of you, but I have to kill you
but
now.
But I have to kill you now.
but a hardcore vampire role, Johnny would probably kill it.
Probably nothing. Johnny would rock that shit. It would be awesome. And of course, not discounting seeing Johnny in a pair of fangs. Gotta love it.
Some red contacts would be cool.
Ooh.
Mm. But, yeah.
Okay! Pause that refreshes.
We have these people that pop up that on the other side of it that connect to them.
Right.
And you get Jim Jarmusch.
Right.
Who is a, guys, even he will tell you, his most ardent fans will tell you, he is a weird, weird dude.
Oh,
his
please.
Films are weird.
Those are the best directors, Tim Burton, much.
And everybody wants to be in a Jim Jarmusch, like, you know, like it's like a Quentin Tarantino thing.
Or a Tim Burton thing. Everybody wants to be in a Tim Burton film.
Yeah.
I would love to see friggin' Tom in a Tim Burton film. I don't know that he could handle it, actually.
That would be weird. I don't know.
I'm afraid he's too serious an actor.
I would go see it.
I would love to see it, yes.
But Jim Jarmusch most recently did, in 2019, a zombie movie that had Tilda Swinton in it. Had Adam Driver.
What's the movie?
It's called The Dead Don't Die. The Dead Don't Die.
Oh, my
you
God.
You know, and that was the whole thing.
All
was
right,
doing
we
a take
gotta
off,
watch this.
And you do. What, that being said, Tilda Swinton was a freak. She was off
always
the fucking chain.
I love Tilda Swinton just for that fact.
But the star of the movie was Bill Murray, and he was amazing. He was the sheriff of the town that was being overrun by zombies.
Nice!
And people really, really liked it. But Jim Jarmusch is that kind of guy. You know, it's weird, weird movies because this is a weird movie.
Well,
Tilda Swinton kind of surprised me, and I know she's a freak.
But gotta love Tilda Swinton, dude. She actually shaved her head.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
to play in Doctor Strange.
Sure enough.
So, you know, no bald cap for her. No, she just shaved it off.
Yep.
Love the woman. She is amazing. She is such a talented actress. Everything from, what's the one with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, Constantine.
Constantine.
Top five roles.
Oh, man. Yeah, because I first saw Constantine when I was very young. I mean, you know, 13, 14.
Yeah.
I had to kind of watch, because I couldn't figure out if she was a girl or
yeah.
a guy.
She did Orlando. That was her big breakout role, and she basically played a total androgynous character.
It reminds me of the whole Victor Victoria.
Yep, Julie Andrews, Victor Victoria.
Yes, that was amazing.
Right, and it was kind of mind-blowing.
A woman
at the
pretending
time.
To be a man pretending
to
be
a
woman.
Wow.
Absolutely.
We are people of a certain age, by the way.
We are.
That being said, you should watch that movie. It's fantastic.
Absolutely.
But so we get to Jim Jarmusch,
mm-hmm.
and we connect Johnny and Tom. How?
Well, Jim Jarmusch directed The Only Lovers Left Alive.
And we didn't even talk about it. Good Lord. Only Lovers Left Alive, y'all.
Okay, this is anybody who says this is a vampire movie. No, 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 no. Rewatch it, bitch. This is not about vampires. They are vampires, but this is not about vampires.
Right.
You could put the whole movie and just say they're immortal. You could have done that. And
they didn't have to be vampires.
No, you didn't. I mean, it wasn't about the whole vampire thing. The only part that was about the whole vampire thing was their supply of fresh, clean blood.
And that was almost like a plot device kind of thing. It was a side thing.
That was it. But that was it. I mean, really, you see.
It was about relationships.
It was about living in today's society with these kinds of people and totally being dissatisfied with life in general.
Yeah. The statement pieces.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Jarmusch makes movies that, if they're weird, sure, but they're statements.
But I just loved it when, matter of fact, Mia Wasikowska. Is in Only Lovers Left Alive. She plays Tilda Swinton's quote younger sister, and she's she's the typical younger sister. Total fuck off. Well, the human that Adam, Tom Hiddleston's character, has like really kind of formed a bond with the human that gets him anything he needs, from a wooden bullet to
his Renfield
to his Yeah, pretty much. But he gets him a specific guitar, I'm trying to think. My uncle used to make them.
Sorry. Like Great a Gibson? Uncle.
No, it's a right on the tip of my tongue. Oh, I told you about it. Paul still has the forms. Yeah. Yeah. Chet Atkins.
Oh, the Chet Atkins special edition.
He gets him a Chet Atkins guitar. And I'm like,
oh, whoa.
Oh, my God. Oh. My uncle, my great uncle used to make them. Matter of fact, my great uncle designed them.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, grandmother's brother.
You are actually now attached to Tom Hiddleston.
Woohoo!
You really actually do have an attachment.
Absolutely. But yeah, they go out to a club.
Okay.
And of course, none of the three are drinking. The only one who's drinking is the human. And then they go back to the house, and Adam and Eve, Tom Hiddleston, and Tilda Swinton retire and leave the younger sister with the human. And she eats him. And so they get up the next day, and dude's dead. And she's going, oh, I don't feel good. And Tilda Swinton looks at her and goes, he's a fucking musician. What did you expect?
Right.
I love it.
And everybody in the audience was going like, yeah. Right. But yeah, so that's our Tom Hiddleston match to
and
Jim.
Then on the other side, you have Dead Man.
Yep.
Very sad movie.
Yes.
I believe he's been shot. I believe it's
starting the movie out mm-hmm. in pretty dire circumstances.
Yeah. Johnny Depp's character gets shot.
Yeah.
And in today's society, okay, you go to the hospital, they fix you up.
Yeah. This guy's screwed.
And send you out. But yeah, this is, you know, yeah, no.
Mortal wound.
Yes. But not quick acting. Very slow acting mortal wound. So awesome. He goes through the entire movie knowing he is going to die, and that's pretty much the basis of the movie, Dead Man. Yeah. It was called one of Depp's worst movies ever.
Yeah.
I won't say I liked it.
Okay.
I appreciated it. I mean, I really did. I see where it's coming from, and I see the whole point
mm-hmm.
of the movie is to, you know, appreciate what you have. Don't take anything that you have for granted.
He did make that point.
I get that, but yeah, the movie sucked.
You can make a point, and I will still be dissatisfied with the movie.
Right, exactly.
You know, hey, you know, you communicated that, but, you know, that being said, I love the black and white. Johnny was a fantastic, fantastic actor.
Yes.
You know, and it wasn't really even about the director. I mean, it was great camera work or whatever, but that was a Johnny movie. I mean, he really owned it. So, yeah.
That he did.
And, you know, I think it's a really, really significant connection that we have here. You know, we'll do like Naomi Watts or whatever,
great, right.
You know, through incidental movies, but these two guys worked with Jim Jarmusch, and that says something about these guys.
Right, it does. And you know, it's just one more in a long line, and I do mean, guys, a long line. I have, I think, 38 or 39.
Let's look at the data.
Direct connections,
yeah,
between Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston. So let's get started. Let's see. Why don't you just pick one? Because I know you know a few of these. As a matter of fact, no. I want to start with this one. Tom Hollander.
Okay.
Now.
Okay.
We have talked about Tom Hollander on both sides.
Yeah.
Johnny Depp and Tom Hiddleston, and when it popped up. In, you know, when I was doing my degrees of separation, I knew that the name was familiar, and I was trying
right.
to figure out, and then I pulled up the picture. One of the things that was not mentioned last week, Tom Hollander plays Corky in The Night Manager with Tom Hiddleston.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
So we kind of missed that one.
We did. Big time, and for that, I apologize.
Yep. But and it's significant. It's a that's Night Manager was a great piece.
Oh,
you
man.
Know, we were talking about movies, now let's talk about great television. Night Manager, an event.
Tops all. But I want to know, okay, I'm going to have to go back and watch these. Dead Man's Chest, Pirates of the Caribbean. Pirates of the Caribbean at World's End.
I don't remember. Was he in makeup? Do
he
you know
had
who
to
he
have
played?
Been. I can look it up.
I mean, I can't remember him at all.
But yeah, definitely, we gotta figure that one out, because I do not remember him in Dead Man's Chest, or I don't remember him in Pirates of the Caribbean at all.
Yeah, he was in The Libertine?
Uh-huh, he was.
I can't remember him then. Yeah, and of course the Pirates of the Caribbean followed that up, and I can't remember. He was in Valkyrie, which is an amazing World War II Tom Cruise movie. I can't remember him in that.
Okay.
You know. But the man works a lot. I think he is definitely an English character actor. He's done
a lot
of British TV.
But he is just so intense. So
he's a regular on American Dad. He does regular voices.
Oh, my God. Hmm. Cutler Beckett. He played Cutler Beckett.
That cunt. I mean,
you can say that. It's fine. But no, I never
love
would
to hate him.
I never would have.
Okay.
Seeing him in Night Manager.
Yeah, totally.
I would
different.
Not have equated him. But yeah, Cutler Beckett.
He's
of
a great
course.
He's a great period actor.
Yeah.
You know, he was one of those characters where I really felt like I was in the 1800s.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. So not only am I apologizing, I'm also apologizing for being stupid, because I would not have recognized him.
Well, now,
I
know.
Recognize him.
Well, to me, it's pretty much, I respect his career, but I just remember him from
Night Manager.
Well, I do now. You know, I'm still coming to grips with that.
But yeah, so Pirates of the Caribbean, so we missed one.
He does a lot of Family Guy
on Pirates of the Caribbean, Black Pearl, too. No, he was not in Black Pearl. I do apologize. I didn't miss it. It's just not there to find. So
Bill Nighy had taken at that point. An amazing.
Oh, he was also in The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby, which was, I believe, Hiddleston's first. I want to say his first. It's either his first or his longest running series.
Okay. So, and this work pops up a whole lot.
Yes.
So, can we discuss it? I mean, we're, pardon us, gentle listener, we're American
idiots.
consumers, and you guys, you know, the British have a fantastic tradition of broadcasting.
I would love to be able to live in England just to be able to watch British television. I don't watch TV at home. I don't watch movies. If I want to watch something, I'll catch the streaming service, and you know, or I'll rent the movie, or I'll go out and buy the DVD. I mean, I don't watch TV, but British television, I absolutely adore.
I grew up on, after school, we would watch Doctor Who.
Oh my God, you and everybody else.
Right. But this work comes up a whole lot.
Yep.
I mean, and it does. Don't know, I know, and I was getting at the point, because apparently it was only released. It wasn't released in America,
no,
right?
It was not. The one movie that never did pop up that I was kind of surprised about, that Tom Hiddleston is in, it's a movie called Unrelated. The reason I remember this movie so well is because it is the only movie in which Tom Hiddleston acts with one of his siblings, and it's called Unrelated.
Who is the sibling?
One of the sisters is also in the movie.
Oh, no kidding.
Give me just a second. I can tell you which one.
Hmm. But that is interesting.
Yeah. I was really kind of surprised that it did not pop up as far as any of the
separation
marks. Yeah, one of the separation marks. So, Emma Hiddleston, one of his sisters, is also in the movie.
Huh.
So, I just found it very ironic.
He has a sister that's an actress?
And he also has another sister that, oh God, what else does she do?
Have you guys covered, like, basic bio of these actors?
We have.
I hate that I'm hearing about this late. I didn't know that a family was essentially involved.
Oh, yeah. Hmm. I just found it very ironic because it's the only movie that he acted with one of his siblings in. And it's called Unrelated. So, but yeah, he has two or three sisters. I'm thinking, yeah. But both of them are in the biz one way or the other.
Yeah. Production people or acting.
Or directing or, you know. So, but yeah, we did a whole bio on both guys. So, but that was early on. And guys, I remember a lot of stuff, but you can't expect me to remember everything. And I have about 18 notebooks now. Just saying.
Next week, we should consider doing an anniversary episode.
Well, we're doing that on the anniversary.
You want to do it right on it, huh? Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah. We should.
October 27th, I believe, is the date. And we are going to be doing basically a year in review. We're going to try to get Barry on the podcast as well.
Sure.
And just pretty much go over and discuss, you know, favorite episodes, favorite movies, you know, highs and lows of the last year, various different things.
Getting back to, what was it, Nicholas Nickleby?
Yeah.
Is that the name of it?
Nicholas, The Life and Adventures of Nicholas Nickleby.
So, lots of actors and actresses that have worked with both appeared in this movie.
Yeah.
It popped up a lot. Was it a movie? What is it?
I believe it's a series. Not sure, Life. I have not been able to find it as far as being able to watch it.
I mean, we haven't. I mean, I hadn't heard of it. Maybe it is because the production was strictly British. But the cast is certainly compelling. The premise is certainly compelling, and a lot of people were involved in this that are connected.
Oh yeah, definitely. So, IMDb has this to say about Nicholas Nickleby.
That being said, yes, it is the 60th anniversary of Bond. today.
Apparently they don't have much to say.
Right.
Oh, man.
It's a period piece.
Yeah. Box office. It got a 7.5 out of 10 from IMDb. But as far as what it actually is, not getting a whole lot. It's an adaptation of a Charles Dickens.
Of course.
And looks like it was a movie from everything I'm seeing. It's a film for television is where it came from.
At least seven times. Stage, film, or so a huge British work. Dickens.
Of course, it's Charles Dickens. But yeah, so... yep, and I'm seeing some screenshots here of the various itinerations of the show. So yeah, I mean... It looks like it's been a film several different times, and this is just the latest itineration. Mm. But yeah, there's been a lot of... Let's see, we had Tom Hollander. We had Malcolm Tierney was also. And the link with Johnny Depp is L.A. Without a Map.
Another work that isn't common.
No, not at all. A lot of these are where Johnny was either, unrecognized?
Right.
In the movie, he either did a cameo or uncredited, unrecognized, you know.
Mm-hmm.
London Fields is another. He was in London Fields with Jamie Alexander.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But he did a walk-on and was uncredited. Keira Knightley. That's okay. Another that really surprised me.
Yeah, me too.
Pirates of the Caribbean. You know, she was huge.
Yes.
Elizabeth. She was the distressing damsel, or damsel in distress, something like that.
She was the damsel. Distress, yes, but she defended herself. You know,
oh, that was just funny. You know, are you here to save some distressing damsel or damsel in distress?
Oh, right.
Yeah. See, because if you're not, then you wouldn't be here. I.E.D., you're not here.
Right.
But yeah, she was also in a series called Stars in Shorts. And no, unfortunately, it's not what you're thinking. Short films, people, get your mind out of the gutter. But,
though that would also be a cool film.
Yeah, but Judi Dench is also in Stars and Shorts. You know,
some different casting.
Oh, yeah.
That being said, we can't talk about Judi Dench. Judi Dench.
You said Julie.
Keep thinking Julie Andrews.
Oh, another iconic. I would love
to. Victoria, need to revisit that movie.
It was one of my mom's favorites back in the day.
Pretty great.
Now, Stellan Skarsgård is another who's played with both actors in, well, okay, that didn't come out right, but has been in movies with both actors.
Actually, it came out fine. You turned it into something weird.
I got the mental picture. Sorry.
Yeah, Skarsgård. He's been in the business for a long time. Mm-hmm. And, of course, I mean, integral to the MCU, so there's
absolutely
Tom. So with Johnny,
the Avengers, Thor, and Dark World. Now, was not in Ragnarok,
right?
There is a reason for that.
He was working on another movie.
No, the scenes with Erik Selvig, which is the character he plays, would have been Jane Foster, would be essential to those scenes. Well, she refused to do Ragnarok.
Right.
She refused to be in it, so they had to cut the scenes with her and Stellan Skarsgård.
Because they couldn't film. Right.
Yep. So, of course, he was also in Dead Man's Chest and World's End with Johnny Depp. And Paul Bettany named his son after Stellan Skarsgård.
Right.
So, yeah, that was pretty cool. And another Thor alumni, I guess you would say. I'm not even going to try to pronounce his first name. Mr. Asano, who played Hogan mm-hmm. in the Thor movies.
Mm-hmm.
He the also Warriors played 3. In Minamata with Johnny Depp.
What is that movie?
Minamata? That's the one that he got the award for in... Oh, crap. It was... About this time last year, for bringing the
Native American film.
No, not at all.
Did they recognize him as a Cherokee, or was that from?
No,
no.
He has no provable ties to any of the American Indian nations.
Oh, really?
Oh,
I thought it was an Indian.
No. So did he.
I know how it is.
Oh yeah, you got really disappointed, didn't you? Yeah. Oh, come on, go ahead and explain.
You know, for years we're deep South Alabama, and there is a tribe of Indians here called the Creek Indians, and anyway, for generations, we were told that we were direct descendants of these Indians, and I ended up going to 23andMe, gave a DNA, and I'm 1% Native American.
And as dark-haired and dark-skinned as you are, my dear.
I mean, hey.
No Italian either.
Told me
either.
I was Italian.
No Italian either.
I guess I'm just a Scotsman that tans really well.
Oh yeah, but yeah, we all suffer disappointments in life.
Sure.
But you know, whether he's Native American or not, we still love him.
So was it proven that he was not Native American?
It has not been, but it's not been proven he is.
Okay.
He's more likely to be of Cuban or Mexican descent.
Right.
So, you know, his lineage notwithstanding, he's still beautiful and we don't care.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Sorry, I'm trying to look this up because I did not think we were going to go in this direction today, so.
Well, we can go elsewhere, certainly. I mean, this is a huge project, guys.
Oh, yeah, and it has taken...
And there's still more research, really, if you want.
No, this
you
is
know?
Just scratching like, the surface.
Right.
I'm trying to find... He got an award from...
Yeah. You get an award from a native.
From the country. And it's
well,
just,
Native Americans gave him a...
I'm not talking... No. I'm not talking about the VMAs. Oh, Google sucks.
If you're looking for Johnny Depp awards, you're going to be down a rabbit hole.
Yeah, it's just crazy. If I could get to the blog, which unfortunately, guys, I am so sorry, I cannot get to right now. I would have it in a heartbeat because I did a blog post on it.
Yeah, Johnny Depp was adopted by the Comanche Nation.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah, in 2012.
Oh, okay. That I had not heard of.
New Mexico-based group of Native Americans to which Depp's Tonto belongs.
Ah, okay. That explains
it. LaDonna Harris,
it.
A Comanche and president of Americans for Indian Opportunity, heard about his film role and invited him to join the tribe.
Very nice. Oh, yeah. But no, Minamata was a film that brought national... recognition to certain countries. And one of them, you know, gifted him with and basically an outstanding achievement award. And I was trying to find out which one, but I can't get to my blog, so I'm sorry.
He's done a whole lot of different roles. A lot of independent, uncredited roles. There's a lot of stuff that's almost undocumented that he's done.
Oh, yeah.
Tiny independent film stuff. Mm-hmm. Tiny.
Oh, yeah.
He, you know, when you make that much money and you're artistic, you're like, you know, I will do what I want.
And he does.
And he does.
But see, the thing about it is he's made a career out of making weird, twisted, kind of offbeat movies.
Yeah. His characters
some of them are like huge, and some of them are dead in the water. But, you know, he always does what he wants to do, and he refuses to take on a role that does not speak to him.
I think a lot of people are interested in characters that dance to the beat of a different drum.
Well, that's because we all do.
Yeah, and we want to, you know...
Experience
it and see it. Yeah, want that connection. Exactly.
And the
exactly.
thing about it is
and, but that being said, sometimes, and we love Johnny for this, but you know what? And I still respect him for this role, but it wasn't good. You're right. You know, and you're like, but it wasn't good. Still respect him and probably enjoyed his performance. I mean, you can always, I can't think of a bad performance he's done. Bad movie? Yes.
Oh, yes. The Mordecai. Hate that movie.
Man, he swung for the fences, though, Mordecai.
And this.
He tried to sell it, though.
Okay, dude, no. He played the perfect Mordecai, okay? His character was spot on. The movie sucked. Tom Hiddleston has done some of the same. So.
What? Very quick. Let's take 10 seconds. What is Tom Hiddleston's worst role?
Okay. The worst role
the
or the worst movie?
Both.
Okay, because one does not equate to the other.
Okay, yeah. Cool.
Anyway,
I mean, is it because you've got like a big list to choose from, or, no, or do you have like a couple and you're trying to like narrow it?
It's the same kind of thing. He played the part exactly. But the movie was absolutely
bad.
Well, not just bad. It was, you could not understand it. You couldn't follow it. You could, I mean, High Rise. I am so sorry, guys. I know there's some of you that are going to be going boo fucking hiss, and you're
I've
not going to like
this
it.
Movie.
High Rise is, even after you read the synopsis on, say, Wikipedia,
okay,
and it tells you exactly what's going on.
This is what you might have missed.
At any given time, you're still watching the movie going, what the hell just happened?
Is this before the Avengers?
Oh, yeah.
Or Thor?
Oh, wait. I'm not sure. I think it might be in the middle.
Oh, poor guy.
Let's see.
Well, at least he had Loki to kind of recover.
But no, I mean, his part.
He did great,
in
right?
High Rise. High Rise came out in 2015.
Okay. Oh, whoa.
High Rise. Oh, yes. No, I'm sorry. One of the opening scenes, you see him stretched out naked on a deck chair with nothing but a newspaper covering his junk. And then the lady upstairs drops a wine glass, which shatters next to him, and he jumps up. Yeah, we love that scene.
Noticeable.
And, of course, you know, there's nothing wrong with a man covered in gray paint. So,
gray paint?
That's another scene in High Rise.
Gotta catch this movie, apparently.
But,
so, did you like it? I mean, as a movie, did you like it?
No!
You really didn't like it? So, everybody, so you agree. Okay, gotcha.
No, this movie was chaotic. There was no point to the whole thing. I mean, I get it. It's a disclaimer about how high society reacts with other societies and how, when caged, people will revert to their animal tendencies.
It sounds interesting, but they didn't pull it off, huh?
It's just, it's so chaotic.
Okay. Oh, so it's just a mess.
It's
so
just really hard to follow.
Gotcha.
You know, it's just really... I watched it, Barry watched it with me at least 3 times. And even after reading the Wikipedia synopsis and then going back and watching
it again. Trying to figure it out.
It's still really, really hard to follow.
Okay.
So, watching it visually, if you're just looking for the visuals.
Was it pretty?
Oh, yes.
Okay, cool. Hey, great.
And, you know, there is the one
cinematography, I'll give you points for that.
Well, there is the one line where the... okay, Tom's character gets involved with the girl upstairs that drops the wine glass. And
okay.
So he's, you know, basically he's fucking her on the back porch.
Yeah.
You know, in the middle of dinner. And, you know, she gets a call and she's like, okay, I'm going to go. And he's like, I thought we were doing this. And she says, I thought we already did. So then later in the movie, another woman in the same apartment complex has sex with Tom. And she says, yeah, I knew she was right. She says, you're one of the best amenities offered in this apartment complex.
Wow. Okay. So.
But the movie itself, yeah.
No. Okay, so his worst performance. Was there one where you're like, Tom, you're off?
Maybe? No.
Okay. All right. I can't think of one for Johnny.
No, I can't either.
Right. Okay.
I mean... No, they are both consummate actors. They sell whatever part they're playing. So, yeah, there's not one that I can say, okay, Johnny, you suck, or Tom, you suck. You shouldn't do this. This is a bad role for you. Not one.
You know, I can think of one for Johnny. Johnny's worst movie. His performance, spot on, as you cited with Tom. Mm-hmm. I get it.
Uh-huh.
Crybaby.
Uh-oh.
I hated that
movie. Kiss my ass. That's a great movie.
That movie.
That's a great movie.
God. John, you know, John Waters is kind of in that same category that Jim Jarmuth is in. And he's bad.
It's supposed to be bad.
Yeah,
it's supposed to be over the top.
My kid could make that movie. Oh, well, I mean, yeah. Maybe not with the choreography or whatever, but directing it.
He'd be a millionaire by now.
Well, yeah, that's true. And I would probably call him a genius.
Exactly. But no,
all right, point taken.
I saw Crybaby. The first time I watched it, I'm like, okay, I watched it. I'm never watching this shit again. That was horrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was horrible. But then I got bored and watched it again, and then I watched it again.
Well, Johnny was the shit in it. You know what? Oh, Tracy Lords was the shit in it.
Dude, she hid backstage when the FBI came looking for her, and the entire crew
covered
for her ass. Oh, yeah. But yeah, I mean, to start with, I'm sitting there going, okay, this movie sucks. This is horrible. But the thing about it is, it's a spoof. It's supposed to be horrible. It's supposed to be over the top.
I know.
It's supposed to be crazy.
He didn't pull it off, though.
Oh, he did.
See, that's where... Yeah,
I'm sorry. When he's in prison and licks the fucking window...
There were some cool scenes in it. And I am a minority, people. You know, Crybaby is considered definitely John Waters' greatest film. A lot of people just fucking love it, regardless of Johnny Depp.
Okay, I thought it was a bit much. But still, yeah, no, I could not say that. If I had to rank the movies, yeah, I'd probably put that way close to the bottom as far as the worst.
Would you be able to pick? I know we're starting to get off topic. Would you be able
That's
to?
What
I'm
we
gonna
do
it in my DJ voice.
Mm-mm.
Jennifer, what do you being
you
sincere?
Speak up a little bit, darling.
Jennifer, what do you think is Johnny Depp's best movie? If you could go to a desert island, or go into space,
hard. That is a really hard
question. Can you give
question.
Me three?
All right. Let's see. Astronaut's Wife.
Ooh, nice pick.
Let's see. Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. I can't
you,
pick
you know,
one.
No, you can't. And that's valid. that is valid.
Let's see. From Hell.
Brilliant. And the movie was brilliant.
Oh, yeah.
That was a alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
Now, if I had to pick numbers 4 and 5, I would have to say...
And then I want to do some honorable mentions and wonder why
you mentioned them. Oh, no, we got to do Tom Hiddleston next.
Oh, and we do.
let's see. So for 4 and 5, I would have to say... Mm-hmm. Sleepy Hollow.
Lots of amazing performances in Sleepy Hollow.
And for number 5, I would probably have to say Edward Scissorhands. It's a toss-up between Edward Scissorhands and The Ninth Gate.
Ninth Gate.
Both were extremely intense performances. Johnny only spoke 143 words in Edward Scissorhands. And yes.
Wow, that was a lot more than I thought.
That is accurate. 143 words. But the intensity is still there.
Oh yeah.
Even as young as he was, and this was his second or third movie. Yeah, he was incredibly brilliant. He brought Edward to the forefront, to the point that people who were born after this movie had long been done still know. When you say Edward Scissorhands, they know who you're talking about.
Yep.
They know the character. They know the movie.
Oh, he's a franchise.
Yeah. I mean, it's incredible. I have him on my arm.
Yep.
And I show my tattoo and people go, oh, yeah, Edward. They don't say, oh, Johnny Depp. They say, oh, right. That's Edward.
Right, right.
They know the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The identity.
Exactly.
You know what? I'm going to throw in my top 3 Johnny Depp movies.
All right.
Really quick. I'm going to go with, in no particular order.
Okay.
Guys, I loved Ed Wood.
Yes!
Ed Wood was the shit. Awesome fucking movie. And then... Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas.
Oh, he played a great character. I hated the movie, though.
Yeah, and I can't blame you. And you know what? Damn it, Dark Shadows. I'm sorry. All right, so.
Hiddleston.
Throwing it back into your court. Mm-hmm. Hiddleston, top three.
Top three.
Here we go.
All right. Movies or characters?
Well, characters, we already know what you're going to say is number one.
No, you don't.
Oh, okay. Well, please indulge us. Do both. Let's start with characters.
Adam. Only Lovers Left Alive.
Awesome.
Thomas Sharp. Crimson Peak.
Okay. Top three.
And come on, for Loki. Number three, no.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Loki's in my top five.
Okay.
But he's not my top three.
Okay.
Third would probably have to be Night Manager.
Yeah.
And the other reason I'm not naming a character is because he plays like five. So.
Yeah, you know, for me, I would actually top Loki. Number two, I'm going with Sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I am absolutely going with Sharp. Fantastic character.
Mm-hmm.
And Tom made it possible.
Absolutely.
You couldn't have done better. Mm-mm. I don't know, man. Loki, sorry. I love Loki.
And he did so well with Loki. But like I said, the character was pre-designed before he ever stepped into the role.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he
mm-hmm.
made it his own. Mm-hmm. He did that. Mm-hmm. But the character itself was pre-designed. It was already set up. He just had to step in and give it life. Which he did. Brilliantly. But it's not one of his best characters.
Gotcha. Yep, that, and I can dig it.
Yep.
That being said, I'm sure that Stan Lee was pretty happy.
Oh, yeah. If he hadn't have been, we'd never seen it on screen.
You know, I loved Tom. I've got to share kind of the list. I've got to go with Only Lovers Left Alive. God damn, that was a good movie.
No kidding,
awesome,
right?
Portrayals. Everybody. That's one of my top Tilda Swinton roles.
Oh, yeah.
Then I've got to go with Loki.
Loki was great. And, you know, like I said, Hiddleston stepped in and brought him to life.
And again, they are doing a season two.
Yes.
When are they going to film?
They already have.
They already have?
Yes. Yeah. Excellent. I was pretty pissed off, too, because I live just a few hours from where they film.
Yeah, but that was season one.
Filming season two as well. Part of it in Atlanta and part of it elsewhere.
Okay.
But yeah. So yeah, I was pretty pissed. Because, you know, I had already made plans to go out to Atlanta. I'm only 2 hours away. I was going to find a ride. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not happening because they already filmed it.
It was done.
Yup. But yeah, season two should be coming out in 2023.
Which is almost upon us.
Yeah, no kidding, right? Boy, the older I get, the faster the time goes.
Well, that means Loki's going to get here quicker, so I'm
oh, absolutely. Hey, I already have my Loki.
Loki is a Scorpio, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, he is.
Has
a birthday coming up real soon. Yeah. But anyway... But yeah, so we kind of got off track here.
Well, but, and you know, it's because it is too, Jen, let's face it, this is a huge project.
It is.
Two actors, and there are so many different ways they connect. Jim Jarmusch, Disney.
Disney.
You know, I mean, you know,
say,
I mean,
Disney.
Boosh and Boosh, you know.
Disney.
But and you're like, of course they're connected. But when you start looking closer, this is very interesting stuff. And it's not something Jen doesn't, I've her research, I've seen her methodology. She doesn't just go like, okay, I'm going to take that. She's like, what? And she looks into it. She researches and that sort of thing. And again, tip of the iceberg.
You're just scratching
the surface. So.
Oh, yeah.
You know, forgive us and thank you for the indulgence. That being said, guys, you could literally do an entire podcast on like just connecting these two guys.
For years and years.
You could.
There's a couple that I do want to mention before we sign off. Now, Public Enemy showed up a couple of times. John Oritz and Marion Cotillard.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, the green-eyed chick in Ninth Gate.
Yeah, right.
You gotta say her name because right. I Demon. Can't do it.
Ben-Gigi.
Ben-Gigi, that's it. All right.
Yeah, Catherine Ben-Gigi.
She was also in Midnight in Paris with Tom Hiddleston. And then there's a couple of others. James Fox is one of those. Jamie Alexander. Sif.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. She was in London Fields with Johnny Depp. And Judi Dench was in a movie called Chocolate with Johnny
Dame
Depp.
Dame
Judi Dench. And she is one of the most amazing actresses ever. Oh, by the way, as an aside, one of our country music stars has passed. Loretta Lynn died October 4th.
What?
Yep. So, peace be with you.
Good Lord.
Yeah, she passed away October 4th. I just found out on the trip up here.
Damn.
Oh, Friend Request Pending and The Gathering Storm shows up quite a bit. Gathering Storm is one that I really think we need to watch. Okay.
Yeah, you know, and we've gotten some ideas for some great work to check out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and Fantastic Beasts shows up quite a bit.
Sure. And now we're getting into the Harry Potter franchise.
Absolutely.
And, you know, Fantastic Beasts specifically, there's a lot mm-hmm. of people, you know, I know
Eddie
Jude
Redmayne.
Law, you know, yeah, right, right.
Eddie Redmayne is a big one. And, of course, John C. Reilly. Another unsung. I love John C. Reilly. I think he's amazing.
Too. Yes, ma'am.
Never Been Kissed. Chicago.
Chicago. I can't believe you broke that out. Yeah, he was, right.
I guess some people just can't handle their arsenic. But yeah, John C. Reilly is amazing.
Boogie Nights, Talladega Nights, Step Brothers.
What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
What's Eating Gilbert
Kong Grape. Skull Island.
This guy is a huge player in the connections.
Oh, and not only is he in Kong Skull Island, he is also a member of the MCU, ladies and gentlemen. He was in
Guardians
of the Galaxy. He played Commander Ray.
Yeah, he was the guy that was in like the watchtower. Yeah. I think he said asshole
sir,
in it.
But sir, what happens if I want it more than they do? It's still illegal. But, sir, you're not getting what I'm saying, Rocket. It's still illegal. No, but, sir, what if I want it more?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Couldn't get past the legality.
And then, of course, you have Mordecai. There are a lot of connections through Mordecai.
Okay. Gwyneth
Paltrow, Paul Bettany, Jeff Goldblum.
Mm-hmm. oh, man. Lots of people.
Oh, yeah. And Gwyneth Paltrow, again, is a big connection between the two. Sophia Miles is another one who was in Nicholas Nickleby.
Okay.
And she also was in From Hell.
Yeah.
That's where most people know her from is From Hell. So, yeah. And then another one that pops up a lot.
Nicholas Nickleby apparently almost paying all of these people might have driven the British economy to break. Good Lord, guys. All the talent. You got to pay for that. Anyway.
Sweeney Todd. Shows up a lot. You have Timothy Spall.
A lot of British actors.
Mm-hmm. Timothy Spall, just British actors, guys, not connections. Timothy Spall, you had Alan Rickman. You had... right. He was in Repo.
Andrew Head?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yep, he was in...
Yes, he was.
Yes, he was. He was the one who came up after the competition and said, if you're on Fleet Street, you will me directly.
Yep.
Yep.
Awesome.
So, yeah.
Awesome scene. Wow, your research is impeccable.
I try.
Anyway.
Alice in Wonderland and Through the Looking Glass, Michael Sheen.
Mm-hmm.
Mia Wasikowska.
Mm-hmm.
Wasikowska. Damn it. And then you have Into the Woods.
A lot of British actors.
Yes. A lot of connections. Simon Russell Bell is one. Brie Larson was in the remake of 21 Jump Street, the movie. And, of course, Benedict Cumberbatch in Black Mass.
Gotta watch this movie. Again.
And the final, toward the end here, Kate Blanchett. Hella.
Yeah.
She was in a movie called The Man Who Cried with Johnny Depp. And if I remember correctly, Johnny was actually involved in direction and production of that movie, as well as the starring role. Which... The female lead was Wednesday Adams. What's her name?
Oh, Ritchie.
Christina Ritchie. She's acted with him in three or four different movies. She says it's always weird because she's known him since she was like nine.
Mm-hmm. She's an interesting actor.
Oh, she is. Yeah, she's not near as weird as Winona Ryder, but you know.
Or Rose McGowan.
Oh. All right,
thank
guys.
You.
So we have degenerated this podcast, but that's all right. We've had fun. Hopefully y'all have had as much fun listening as we have had recording.
You know what would be great?
What's that?
Gentle listeners, if you would be so kind as to call us, leave an email, your favorite... Top three. You don't have to pick a favorite. Top three Hiddleston and Depp films and roles. I would like to...
Oh, that would be awesome.
I would like to see some input.
And we're still playing Stump the Host. So...
And Stump the Host. Guys, it's like her second job. She is killing it with the research.
Oh,
good luck.
Good luck to you, because I haven't been stumped yet. So.
Right.
I'll tell you what. If I find somebody who can stump me,
okay,
we will have to find, let's see, either a shot glass or a keychain or a t-shirt or...
A fantastic memento.
Absolutely. Hey, I'm getting some Depp Heads and Hiddlestoners t-shirts made up. So, hey.
A choice of black and or white?
No.
Yeah, no.
Black with orange. Black t-shirts, orange lettering.
Okay.
The Hiddleston variant tape. Or the black with white or silver for the Depp.
Mm. It's literally like a home or away set of jerseys for football teams.
Pretty much.
No kidding. No, that's great.
So, guys, give us a call. Our number is 765-681-7313. If we don't answer, which, you know, depending on the time, we might. But if we don't, leave us a message and either me, Jen, or Carrie We'll get back with you.
Hmm.
One of the two, you know. But yeah, give us a call. Send us an email, depheadsandhiddlestoners@yahoo.com.
Mm-hmm.
Go see us on the blog, depheadsandhiddlestoners.com.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can go through the link, barryreese.net, and go that way.
That's right.
So, you know, get in touch. Let us know. Give us some ideas. Give us some feedback. We love it.
And fun show tonight.
Absolutely. So we are going to continue next week with the degrees of separation. Or we will...
It's a trilogy.
Or we will degenerate into conversations, notwithstanding. But you know what? It doesn't matter. We have fun.
Yeah, you guys try this. This is not easy.
Yeah, but it's fun.
It is fun. Actually, guys, try it. It's not easy, but it is fun.
So anyway, until next week, peace and love.
Love and peace.
Peace out.